Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when times get rough.
Welcome back. 17-2. Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with Chad Moutray, Chief Economist for the NF, National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org, is the website. We're talking about, well, in the previous segment, he was generous and gracious enough to give us a little bit of a report on how he feels that this the failure to repeal and replace Obamacare is going to affect his people. Chad, now I guess we're working on trying to fix Obamacare, which doesn't sound like much fun to me. It'll be interesting in a month or two to see how all this lands in your report. But you were talking earlier about the tax reform. That's a big deal for small businesses and manufacturers too, isn't it?
It's a huge issue, and when I go around and I meet with our members, that's the first question they ask is, what does this mean for tax reform, right? And I think hopefully, what we continue to hear is that the so-called Big Six, right? So it's the top two Republicans in the House and Senate and the White House in terms of Mnuchin and Gary Cohn from the White House perspective are all working towards getting some type of a deal that can pass. And hopefully, unlike healthcare, where there's all these internal fights between the GOP, they can at least hopefully be more united. Now, we'll see if that happens. As we've seen in the healthcare, things don't always work out the way they plan.
Right.
But again, on the Senate side, it's McConnell, it's Patch, and then the House side, it's Brady from Ways and Means,
right,
and Ryan. So, mm-hmm. So that's what we continue to hear.
Hopefully. And there might even be some bipartisan support there for this, right?
I think so. I think you're going to see especially some of those moderate Democrats or Democrats from red states that are going to continue to come over and support tax reform. The reality is we just are overtaxed in terms of the marginal tax rate relative to what the rest of the
small
world is.
Small businesses certainly are.
Bringing those tax rates down, I think, is the key.
Because we got nowhere to go, Chad. We can't do offshore stuff. We're planted in the ground.
Most small businesses. The reality is, what rate is that going to come down to? Is it going to come down to 15? That's probably not likely. But that's certainly a goal for the administration.
We were all hoping, though, when we gave our list to Santa this year, we were hoping for health care reform by April. Tax reform by August, retroactive to January 1. That's what we were hoping for. Looks like Santa's letting us down.
Now, again, I always try to put a happy face on things, so I'll do it for you again, Jim.
That's why we invite you here, Chad.
Our members are still very upbeat. We have almost 90% of them in the most recent survey that we did, 89.5 to be exact, of our members are either somewhat or very positive about their own company's outlook.
And
a lot of that continues to be that there's
small businesses are like that too.
That tax reform is going to happen. They're already very happy about what's happening on the regulatory front in terms of
That's the big success story that's going that's not being reported, and it's sad that with all the stuff that President Trump is doing to himself, the self-inflicted damage he's doing, the work that he and his administration has done on regulations, almost single-handedly, without Congress really being involved, that's something they should be carried around. They should be cheering. People should be cheering them for.
It's a complete mind shift on regulation in terms of, after years and years of continuing to increase the overall burden.
Record levels.
Now you have if you're going to bring in new regulation, you got to get rid of two, right?
That means there's zero new regs.
I think we've also continued just to see a rollback of some of those. We had 14 Congressional Review Act provisions earlier this year, the most ever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that rolls back regulations from the end of the Obama administration. So again, I think that there has been some success stories. I agree with you. They're not getting touted because it's kind of getting lost in the shuffle here with all of the other drama that's happening here in Washington.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, so there is a lot of stepping on the message.
But in general, your people are reporting positive.
Yes. And I think, you know, really part of it is that pro-growth expectation. The other part of it is the rest of the world is also doing better, right? So
right.
We're seeing stronger growth out of Europe. The European numbers are about the best in 6 years.
The Middle East is kind of quieted down a little bit.
That's right. China
oil is,
and Brazil.
Oil is down. That's good news for everybody but the oil patch.
Yeah, China and Brazil are doing better. So exports are not the drag this year that they were in the last 2 years. So there's a lot of factors at play here, but our members are generally pretty upbeat. They see sales going up 4.8% over the next 12 months, so that's a pretty decent number on average. Yes, there's a lot of frustration, but there also, I think, is some cautious optimism. I like to use that word, cautious optimism, that hopefully now we can, as I said in the last segment, move on, right, and get to the issues that matter. I mean, infrastructure is up there as well, as far as an issue that our members care about.
Well, that's exactly right. And of course, your group is across the board. You've got all the different sectors of manufacturing that are involved from one end of the that world to the other. So when we come back after this break, I'm going to talk about what manufacturers are talking about with regard to hiring and how they're going to solve a pretty significant systemic problem we have here in America. And that'll be with our good friend Chad Moutray, NAM.org, right, Chad?
That is correct.
National Association of Manufacturers, Chad Moutray, their highly intelligent chief economist. And I will be right back. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.